You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Borders joins us now. Advice to all listeners. He'll be talking about snakes and the rather morbid traditions that probably helped sell a newspaper or two back in the day. Best to let the veteran newspaper guy explain this one.
I spend a lot of time lately looking at old country newspapers from the 1930s to the 80s on microfilm for a book project. I often become sidetracked by a horrific tale of murder or a gruesome car wreck, maybe a long-forgotten political scandal involving a county commissioner. In Texas, most political scandals involve either county commissioners or sheriffs, in my experience. That, of course, is an overgeneralization, but it's based on more than three decades of covering small-town politics. Dead snake photographs have long been a staple of country newspapers. So as a sideline, I've been collecting dead snake photos while doing my research. I'm not sure why, other than they just crack me up. Besides, I shot a few dead snake photos during my checkered journalistic career, so I have contributed to the genre. My favorite dead snake photo thus far comes from the Dieball Free Press. A fellow, missing a front tooth, but sporting a wide grin, poses with a 5-foot rattler draped around his shoulders. He killed the rascal right in town, according to the caption. It also says the snake killer was considering eating the meat, about 10 pounds worth. The guy is wearing a t-shirt that says, "I went to a fight and a hockey game broke out." It likely was easy enough to find a fight in Dieball, then or now, but finding a hockey game to watch was a challenge in 1984. Publishing dead snake photos in country newspapers has been a tradition, at least here in Texas, for more than a half century, according to my research. The usual pose is holding the dead reptile by the tail, allowing the reader to judge its length by comparing it to the grinning man standing on the sidewalk in front of the newspaper office, in Bastrop, LaGrange, Dieball, or Quero. It is rare the guy drapes the dead snake around his neck, which is why the Dieball photo caught my eye. By the way, it's always a man. Women have better sense than to be photographed with a dead snake. Companions to the dead snake photo that one will still see in small-town papers are dead deer photos. The opening day of deer season, back when I was a young editor, meant I would hang around the office on Saturday morning, waiting for folks to come by with a dead deer strapped to their pickup hoods. The hunter would haul the blood-stained carcass off the hood and pose for me to take the picture. I once worked for a fellow who'd been transplanted from the big city and wanted to ban dead deer photos from the paper, arguing that they were tacky. I agreed, but pointed out we weren't exactly setting the world on fire when it came to building circulation. We best not rile the deer hunting segment of our readership. He relented. My late mentor was Sam Malone, who founded the San Augustine Rambler. I ran and owned that weekly for 5 years in the 1980s. Sam epitomized the country editor. He had a bottle of Evan Williams bourbon in the desk drawer, a loaded 12-gauge shotgun in the corner, and a cigar sticking out of the side of his mouth each waking hour. Sam fought as a Marine in Guadalcanal, and he feared nothing. But he drew the line at taking photos of dead snakes. He told folks who called in, wanting to bring in the latest dead rattler or water moccasin, "Either bring in that rascal alive or forget about it. I only take pictures of live snakes." Sam did take photos of dead deer, though. I guess requiring folks to bring in a live 12-point buck into town was asking a bit much.
Yep, we're degrading the brand. You can check out that snake photo that Gary unearthed in the Dieball Free Press at our website, redriverradio.org. You can find more of Gary's work at his website, garyborders.com, or send him a message. Snake photos are welcome. At Borders at redriverradio.org. Morning Edition continues in a moment.